A preliminary report by the Arab League says efforts to promote power sharing among Iraq's different ethnic and religious groups presents a threat to regional stability. The Arab League says the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq is encouraging what it calls rising sectarianism among Iraq's Shiites and Kurds by placing representatives of those groups on the interim governing council. The report is based on an Arab League delegation's 10-day visit to Iraq in December and is being circulated among Arab foreign ministers. Hossam Zaki, a spokesman for the Arab League who was a part of the delegation, says his group found that many Iraqis are against what they perceive as sectarianism in government.
A lot of people had this idea that their society is being transformed into a sectarian society and the political edifices were being divided on sectarian line. They resented fully and they talked about it with a lot of openness.
According to Mr. Zaki, the Arab League considers any rise to power by an ethnic or religious group as likely to cause problems both within Iraq and in neighboring countries. The U.S.-led coalition is scheduled to transfer power to the Iraqis by June 30th. It prefers setting up an interim government made up of locally selected members until elections can be arranged. Some leaders of the majority Shiite community want immediate elections. And in the north, some Kurds want autonomy, which Mr. Zaki points out is opposed by many Iraqis.
While many Iraqis understand that the Kurds have suffered a long time, they do not want to see the Kurds lay the ground for a possible secession or separation or a division of Iraq.
The Arab League has not said whether it prefers Iraq's transitional assembly to be elected directly or by caucus. But Mr. Zaki says either way, the transition to Iraqi self-rule should be approached gradually. Carrie Sheridan for VOA News, Cairo.